Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour tout le monde, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 102, numéro 102. So today we are back with a conjugation episode. In the last lesson, we learned how to conjugate the verb être, which means to be in a simple future tense. So it is fair today that we are learning the verb avoir as well, which means to have. Okay, so as usual, if you are new to the podcast, make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet in front of you during the lesson. And after the lesson, you can head over to the French Made Easy library to download your lesson exercises and practice what you've learned today. All the links are in the episode's notes. Now, if you are completely new to French conjugation, I mentioned it in the previous episode, but you can go back to the start of the podcast, maybe start with episodes number 15 and 16, where I share the conjugation of the verb être, to be, and also the verb avoir, to have, in the present tense, because we want you to start with the present tense first, and then you can move on to the future. And also you can listen to episode number 48 and 64, where I explain the difference between the subject pronouns tu and vous, and also on and nous. All right, so let's do it. I'll give you the conjugation of the verb avoir in a simple future tense, and I'll give you some examples right after. Repeat after me. J'aurai, I will have, tu auras, you will have, il, elle, on aura, he, she, we will have, nous aurons, we will have, vous aurez, you will have, ils or elles auront, they will have. Should we do it one more time? J'aurai, tu auras, il, elle, on aura, nous aurons, vous aurez, ils, elles auront. Good. Now let's see a few examples using the verb avoir in the simple future. Now just a note, you will see or hear in the examples that we sometimes use the verb avoir in French when we are in fact using the verb to be in English. So for example, in the expression, I am hungry, in French, we're gonna say j'ai faim instead of saying je suis faim if we were doing a word-for-word translation. So you have to get used to the fact that sometimes for some expressions, the translation from English to French is not always word-for-word. But I'll tell you when in the example we have this. All right, so repeat after me. Je n'aurai pas le temps de te téléphoner demain. I will not have time to call you tomorrow. Je n'aurai pas le temps de te téléphoner demain. Est-ce que tu auras besoin de mon aide? Will you need my help? Est-ce que tu auras besoin de mon aide? Il aura 4 ans l'année prochaine. He will be 4 years old next year. Il aura 4 ans l'année prochaine. That is an example where the French and English translation don't quite match. So in English, we will say, I am, for example, 30 years old. But in French, we are not going to say, je suis 30 ans, we will say J'ai 30 ans with the verb avoir. All right, next one. Nous aurons bientôt une nouvelle voiture. We will soon have a new car. Nous aurons bientôt une nouvelle voiture. Ne mangez pas trop, sinon vous n'aurez plus faim pour le dîner. Don't eat too much, otherwise you will not be hungry for dinner. Ne mangez pas trop, sinon vous n'aurez plus faim pour le dîner. That is another example. To be hungry in English is not être faim. In French, it's avoir faim. Les enfants auront beaucoup de jouets pour Noël. The children will have a lot of toys for Christmas. Les enfants auront beaucoup de jouets pour Noël. And there you go. Now you have the conjugation of avoir to have in the simple future tense. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so, so much for listening and I'll chat with you in the next episode. À bientôt. Bye.
Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.